Less than 2 out of 5 women own property in Kosovo. Laws offer equal inheritance rights to both men and women. But when the issue comes up in courts, women in Kosovo often waive their rights. They give their share of family property to their male relatives. The Deputy Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in Kosovo, Jennifer Brush, says this trend is worrying.
Women throughout the world are often excluded economically, politically, and socially. One reason for that is their unequal access to inheritance and property. In Kosovo, there are laws that protect women's property rights, but social norms often subvert them. In 2013, only 8% of property in Kosovo was registered to women. Also, women own only 8% of businesses in Kosovo, most of which are small scale.
Many times, women in Kosovo do not know what their rights are in terms of property and inheritance. And even when they do, they might be afraid to start conflicts with their families. Valentina Betulahu Tokaya works for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE.
Kosovo remains a patriarchal society, and according to traditional Albanian law, women never had any inheritance rights. This culture has been carried on for generations. Women hesitate to ask for their property rights because it is considered shameful. They were raised believing that property should remain with their brothers.
The OSCE in Kosovo has trained representatives of Kosovo institutions and civil society to raise awareness about the importance of women's property rights.
We decided to actually train trainers so that they could, in turn, bring this information to others. Our aim is to achieve long-lasting, sustainable results. It is part of our capacity-building mandate. Overall, we had 96 participants, 73 women and 23 men, trained on gender equality and women's property rights.
Among the participants was Valbona Rizvanoli from Jakov Jakovica. She runs a local NGO called Active Women. It deals with women's rights and focuses on property issues.
We have individuals that come to us for advice. They contact us by phone or internet and we try to help and support them. For instance, when they need to complete documentation in order to initiate legal procedures. We encourage women in a positive way to raise their voices and deal with problems. If someone threatens you and you step back, this is not good. That's why we encourage them to take action.
UN Women and the UN Development Programme have supported the Active Women NGO's efforts to raise awareness among the women of Jakov Jakovica. Other local and international actors are also working to sensitise the people of Kosovo to this issue. For example, the German Agency for Development, GIZ, recently cooperated with Kosovo institutions to launch a campaign called For Our Benefit. A video was produced and broadcast throughout Kosovo, encouraging young married couples to register their new properties under both their names. Valbona has seen progress but says there is still much more to be done.
It is very hard to change the mentality here. If a woman seeks her property rights, she will get into trouble with her family. The brother will not talk to his sister anymore, or the father won't talk to his daughter. But the situation is a bit different for young people. I can see that during our meetings. They say that in the future, they will equally share their property among their sons and daughters.
Jennifer Brush, the Deputy Chief of the UN Mission in Kosovo, or UNMIK, believes it is crucial to address the issue of women's property rights.
The full and equal exercise by women of their human rights, including their property rights, is essential to achieving a more peaceful, prosperous, and democratic society. Promoting gender equality and helping women to get equal access to economic resources is very important to UNMIK. Currently, we are preparing an in-house training on women's inheritance rights in Kosovo to increase our own staff's understanding of these questions. The UN stands ready to help its local and international partners to advance women's rights and interests. 107.2.